All right, not one of his favorites. So I've heard from the album Blah Blah Blah, that was Iggy Pop's Cry for Love. Not one of his favorites. Apparently David Bowie was too involved in the production, too involved in the writing. It was like done while he was in the middle of recording Tonight. And he was more involved in not just singing backup, but he played some instruments, did some producing, and after it was over, Iggy Pop has allegedly disavowed the entire existence of the record. So you won't be hearing Cry for Love live anytime soon. So that was for his feelings there. Before that, we heard Cold Mail from Instinct, which is the next record. He was a little more happier with that one. And then we heard La Vie en Rose from Après, which is, when I saw that he was going to be singing in French, I assumed he was. I had to have it. So, and I was able to share it with you. Hope you enjoyed it. I can't remember ever hearing Iggy Pop sing in a language other than English, I guess, other than his own language. Home started off the set from Brick by Brick, produced by Don Was. You know, Iggy Pop has worked with a lot of different producers. I think it was Bill Laswell who produced Instinct. So there's a lot of impressive producers with very good pedigrees that he's collaborated with over the years, David Bowie being among them. Let's move on. Up next, Wild America. Now, this is the tour I saw him on. You know, I think I've only seen him once. It was at the HF Festival in Washington, D.C. at the old RFK Stadium. It was the American Caesar tour. So off of American Caesar, we're going to hear Wild America, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. Yeah. rainy afternoon, 1990. The big city. Jeez, it's been 20 years. Candy. You were so fine. I'm a real wild one. Wild one. Wild one. Wild one.
School, like a real, real cool. Gotta dance like a
All right. Remember what we said last week? You need to own your hits. We made sure the Jay Giles Band owned their hits. We made sure they owned Centerfold. We made sure they owned Freeze Frame and Love Stinks. We're doing the same thing with Iggy Pop here tonight, making sure he owns his 80s hits. Real Wild Child from the movie Pretty Woman. And I think it was also in like Problem Child or Problem... What was that thing? Problem Child, I think is what it was used in. Yes, it was a horrible films back in the late 80s. Both of them featured this song, Real Wild Child. And then featuring Candy with Kate Pearson from the B-52s. How did she get involved? I mean, she must have been... At that point, what was that, like about 1990? So they were still... B-52s are pretty popular at that point, but still, that's paling in comparison to the legend that is Iggy Pop, or maybe his legend was sort of fading. Didn't get reburnished, I think, until the turn of the century. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, I promise we're rolling through this last half hour. Lust for Life, up next, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Another day. No fun, my babe. No fun. No fun, my babe. No fun. No fun to be alone. Walking by myself.
We'll see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight. He sees the sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine.
The Passenger, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I made you suffer through his 80s and his early 90s stuff to get the classics from Lust for Life, the David Bowie. I guess he and Bowie had quite a run from the 70s into the mid-80s until blah, blah, blah. Before that, No Fun from the Stooges' first record, 1970, from the Funhouse Deluxe Edition Remastered. Great collection there. One of the first three records, so solid from the Stooges. Also Iggy Pop's Lust for Life started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Let's move right along. TVI from Funhouse up next.
Yeah, do you?
69, okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do.
Where's the 30? 1,000 points of light. This is 1969 from the Stooges' first record. We are paying tribute to Iggy Pop, who died. No, he didn't die. He's not dead yet, but he did have a birthday. He turned 70 on Thursday. It's amazing he's not dead, quite frankly, given all the self-abuse. Immolating and cutting himself on stage and flopping around like a dead fish, you know, blood everywhere, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we're about done here. The last track of the evening is going to be Search and Destroy, one of my favorite tracks from Iggy Pop. And this is, of course, off of Raw Power, an amazing record, a classic. And we're going to play this on our way out. I'll see you next week here on WMFO 91.5, 1,000 Points of Light.